Asking the right questions is such an important skill, and many people actually don't know how to ask questions. How you frame a question is very important. So it's asking questions, but asking the right questions in the right way, at the right time, in the right order. You can't just go and do research. You have to properly frame your questions.
Welcome to the 7-Minute Product Master Series podcast. I'm Louis Kangethe, and today I'm joined by Lade, UX researcher. Welcome, Lade.
Hi, Lewis. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming. And to start this show, give me a brief definition of UX research.
So UX research, as I like to put it, is we help businesses and teams better understand people and products and problems so that they can identify opportunities to create value and create useful and usable solutions. And this is not just limited to tech, non-tech, offline, in-person products and services can also make use of UX research.
Thanks for sharing that. And I'm curious to know, what's the biggest UX research mistake you've ever made and what did you learn?
I think over-relying on technology, especially when you're doing field research, where there might not be places where you can charge your device, or even with sometimes with like remote research. This has happened to me during a field research. We had this recorder device and sometimes we'll forget to turn on the recorder. Sometimes we'll turn on the recorder, but it wouldn't record. Then there was one time the file got corrupted. So over-relying on technology is a bad idea. I always plan for backup, definitely taking notes, even though I'm recording, and have someone else to take notes with me, especially when I'm doing field research. I like to take my own notes as well, just to be safe. And then another over-reliance of technology is having your prototype only available online. So if network fails or for some reason the tool is down, then what do you do if you don't have an offline version? When I worked somewhere, one time was we actually printed the screens on paper in case we couldn't access it online. Don't over-rely on technology.
Yeah, on to the next question. What's the one piece of common wisdom you disagree with and why?
The idea that there is a fixed best practice process for every kind of research project ever, or any kind of project that you must always follow and should never change or never adapt, because then you are failing the process. The best process always depends on the context and the situation that you're in. So you're not always going to go through that 5-step or double diamond or the design thinking process, like all of those things. They're great like for guidance and like having a sense of what to do. In real life scenarios, people want to release products and things as quickly as possible so that they can get the most value from it, both customers and the business. And so you have to be able to work in that context as well. For example, maybe you will not be able to do your perfect recruitment process, but can you do a scrappy recruitment process so that you can get the answers you need as soon as possible? As long as you're meeting your goal of reducing risk as much as possible, then you don't have to follow that ideal 5-step, 7-step, 10-step best practice process there is.
And what's the best UX research advice you've ever received and why?
Seems very interesting, but ask a lot of questions to your team, your business, the participants. It seems very obvious because you're doing research, but it's very easy to not ask questions, especially to your team. People tend to forget is that as a UX researcher, or even as anyone working for a company, yes, think about the customer and all of that, but you also have to think about the business because the business needs to continue to run. And I've found that a lot of people don't ask questions of their team and of the business, and not even just what is the goal, but like, why do they want to do whatever it is they want to do? And what is the need for the business? All of those things I will ask the participant, the end user, the customer. We should also be asking those questions to our team and our business. So somebody comes to you and wants to do a project and you're not asking why, you're not asking what they want to do with the project or what assumptions they have, all of those things. You just go and do your research. I think that's bad practice. Ask a lot of questions of everyone involved in the process.
So what's working best in your UX research process right now?
By being able to ask all those questions in the beginning, I can see then the impact of my work, which is one of the difficulties that UX researchers tend to have, being able to identify the impact that they have, especially in a quantifiable manner. But because now I'm able to ask all these questions before I even start any project, and if there's quantitative data already, gather all of that, do my research and follow up a lot, And then I can see afterwards what the impact was. And sometimes the impact is not even quantitative. And I think also becoming comfortable with the fact that my impact is not always going to be quantitative, because I've seen like areas where I have made impact and both my team and users have confirmed that, but there was no number to it. So I think those two things is being able to see a clear path with the impact that I am bringing and becoming more comfortable with the idea that everything shouldn't be quantified and everything can't be quantified.
And on to the next question. What's the one thing every UX researcher should learn?
I will just go back to the best advice. Asking the right questions is such an important skill, and many people actually don't know how to ask questions. How you frame a question is very important. So it's asking questions, but asking the right questions in the right way, at the right time, in the right order. You can't just go and do research. You have to properly frame your questions. And you see this especially with surveys. I've seen so many terrible surveys, and somebody trying to fill the survey, I was like, I don't even understand what you're asking me to answer in this question. So it's very easy to identify with surveys, but even with more in-person qualitative questions, it's very important to know how to frame your questions properly so that you're sure that you're asking the right question and the person on the other end understands exactly the question that you're trying to ask. When it comes to framing questions, the first most simple thing to think about is to not ask two questions in one. Ask one question at a time.
On to the last question. What's the one thing you learned about yourself recently that changed the way you work?
I've always known that I like to talk and I like to share and everything. But over the past few weeks, I've realized that sometimes that can become too much for people and can also overwhelm. So what I'm learning to do now, working with my team and when I do research, is to actually, and it will be surprising, but to shut up more, to keep quiet more and just ask more questions and listen, and not listen with the intent to reply, because a lot of the time, because we're trying to understand what the person is saying so we can ask the right follow-up question, we're not really paying attention, and then we just like, okay, yeah, so the next question that I have is, but to actually listen for what they're saying and to not feel pressure to respond immediately, because that's also another reason why all of these mistakes tend to happen. So to actually let them talk and to listen and take a bit before either responding to them or asking a follow-up question. And that's really helped my work and my personal life as well.
So thank you, Lade, for joining us today and sharing all those insights with our audience.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, that's the end of the episode. Thank you so much for listening, and see you next time.